still a little bit far away from the weekend, but definitely the idea to live forever young. And to live forever young, maybe smoking is not such a good idea. And talking about that, we're talking to Shonisani Nepalama, who is the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And we're talking to her today about World No Tobacco Day. Shonisani, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Wayne and public of members. Thank you again for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us today. And talking about World No Tobacco Day, please tell us about it and what is the theme for this year, 2024?
The World No Tobacco Day was celebrated on the 31st of May, 2024. It is a day that was initiated by the World Health Organization to draw global attention to the tobacco epidemic and the preventable death and disease it causes. To protect our next and us as Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, we are driving the awareness of the danger of tobacco and e-cigarette while campaigning for the control of tobacco and electronic delivery system bill to be passed. This year, the theme, it was Stop Sliding Into My DMs, highlighting the stealthy and aggressive method used by the tobacco to infiltrate the lives of youth through social media, digital platform, influencers, and advertising. The Heart and Stroke Foundation, together with Protect Our Nest Partnership, representing South Africa's leading health and community organization, we are taking a bold stand to protect young people from the predator practices of the tobacco and e-cigarette industry. The campaign will raise awareness and also empower the next generation to resist and fight back against these deceptive practices by the tobacco industry.
Shonisani, what is the aim of the No Tobacco Day?
As I've said earlier on, the aim is to raise awareness and also to give platform to young people across the world who are arguing government to shield them from the predatory tobacco marketing tactics.
Okay.
The industry usually they target youth for lifetime of profits, creating a new wave of addiction that these youth probably grow with it after a long time until the adulthood. So this World No Tobacco Day 2024 is about empowering the youth to stand to take a stand as an active participant in the fight against big tobacco. And also by amplifying their voice, we aim to create a ripple effect that drives awareness and spark conversation among the youth.
Okay. And how is South Africa looking with regard to tobacco use? You know, what are our stats?
You will be shocked at the stats because the South African Medical Research Council report shows that about 1 in 4 university students aged between 18 to 24, which is about 26%, they've been reported to use e-cigarettes, and almost 1 in 3 students reported current hookah smoking. Children are now using the e-cigarette at a higher rate when you compare with the adults in all regions. And also globally, it's estimated that 87 million youth aged 13 to 15 years, they use tobacco. On the 2021 Global Adult Tobacco Survey for South Africans, they found that 12.7 million people use tobacco in South Africa. And also it is reported that the prevalence of tobacco use or e-cigarettes is 2.2 in South Africa. So this shows that there is a higher proportion of 15 to 24 years old reported using both cigarettes in all categories.
And how does exposure to advertising and marketing influence the use of tobacco, as you mentioned earlier, electronic mediums and the like?
Usually because, you know, nowadays with this generation for youth, they're mostly on their phones or even using internet. So the industry, as you mentioned, they are using advertising or marketing to market this tobacco because it also creates a great impact on the use of tobacco, as researchers found that students or learners that are exposed to any form of advertisement, marketing or promotion, they were almost triple to use tobacco or e-cigarette or hookahs when it compares with those that are not exposed to any marketing or advertisement. The South African Medical Research Council, it also reported that 77.8% of these students that were exposed to any advertisement, they have a higher risk of using those tobaccos because they feel that once they see that being advertised, they feel like it's cool. Mm-hmm. So they tend to use it more because the other thing that this company use, they use celebs, which makes it more attractive to them.
Right,
so
right.
Professor Lika Ayu Yusuf, who's the director of the National Council Against Smoking and head of School of Health System and Public Health at the University of Pretoria, he has documented that tobacco retailers are often strategically allocated near schools. This proximity of children being exposed to tobacco marketing, which will then make these children feel like that because this shop that sells cigarettes is closer to school, it is then allows them to be able to think that they can use tobacco and it's being promoted.
Right, right. And that's sort of one of the evil things. But studies show socioeconomic factors also influence tobacco use among young people. Can you elaborate on these studies?
The reason for this is because youth from a lower income, they are particularly vulnerable to targeted marketing due to price promotions and accessibility. Research further indicates that there is a significant presence of tobacco and e-cigarette advertisement on social media platforms. So these tactics, most of the time, they often include influencer or celebrity endorsement, making smoking and vaping appear fashionable and socially acceptable among youth. The other thing that they found is that the industries now are using flavored tobacco product to mask the harshness of tobacco and make it more attractive to first-time users, leading to higher rates of addiction. They also indicate that flavored e-cigarettes and hookahs can also serve as an entry point for non-smokers because once you taste something that's flavored, you will think that it is nicer, then you get hooked up and wanting to use more flavors. Mm-hmm. And as time goes by, you realize that you are now an addict because you are enjoying the flavor, forgetting to consider the consequences that using tobacco or e-cigarette has on your health. Mm. So that's why more youth are now using this product because of the flavoring.
Right, right. And could you elaborate on some critical measures that are supported by various organizations that are to be captured in the proposed product and electronic delivery systems control bill?
Over and above, the proposed tobacco product and electronic delivery system control bill, it is currently pending approval by the parliament. Its measures include higher taxes on tobacco and vape products to make them less affordable and also to robust public awareness campaign to educate the youth. Importantly, all measures proposed in the tobacco products and electronic delivery system control bill will apply to both the tobacco products and electronic delivery system, regulating products such as e-cigarette and related products for the first-time users. Mm-hmm. Some of the measures that were proposed on the bill, it include like expanded smoking-free zones, because if they increase the distance from the building or restrict that no smoking in the car that has children between the age of below the age of 12 years, it will then limit people from smoking. The other measure is to prohibit or to stricter marketing advertisements, which include the banning of advertising of any e-tobacco or e-cigarette on TV, social media, or even on the internet. The other thing that it can be done on the bill, it was the plain packaging with graphic health warning, which shows that using this product, it maybe has health consequences, like it can damage your heart, because if they put those health warning, it means most people will then think twice before using tobacco. Mm, yeah. The other thing is prohibiting of flavored product, because once they prohibit a flavored product, if someone is smoking something and they realize that it doesn't taste nice, then they will reconsider again and they might not use it again because it doesn't taste nice. Because flavors, usually they enhance people to use the product more often. The other thing on the bill is banning of cigarettes and e-cigarette sales through the vending machines, because when they're on the vending machine, there's less control of who can buy and who cannot buy. Mm-hmm. Because if it's vending machine, it means the youth or anyone can just go buy without
being controlled without being asked, what is your age? And the other thing that can be done, it's a stricter retail regulation, which contains the regulation of sale of tobacco product, which includes cigarette. And the other one that can be done, it's a restriction on online selling, because online selling, you won't be sure who is buying, because even children below the 18 years, they can go online and register profile, maybe using their parents' ID.
Right.
Then they can be able to buy. So restricting the online, it will make sure that those that are underage or even those that are older, they won't be able to buy. And also the other thing that the bill can propose is also to invest on public campaigns highlighting the harms of tobacco-related products, which will then decrease the use of tobacco and e-cigarettes.
And then, Shona Sani, coming to the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa, you taking part in the World No Tobacco Day. Why is that?
The reason why we as a Heart and Stroke Foundation takes a leading part in World No Tobacco Day is because we are fighting against preventable heart disease and stroke that can be caused by the use of tobacco, with the aim of seeing fewer people in South Africa suffer premature death and disability that were caused by heart disease and stroke from tobacco use. Tobacco is extremely dangerous toxin that usually damages our body physically, emotionally, with each use. The secondhand smoking, which means that even though people are not directly smoking cigarette, but if they stand someone closer to someone who is smoking, they themselves will also be smoking, because that smoke that's coming, it will also go, they will be able to inhale it, causing something that is known as the environmental tobacco smoke. It also has a detrimental effect on other people's health around the person that is smoking. So any amount of smoking, even occasionally smoking, it can cause damage to the heart blood vessel, and smoking possesses even greater risk for some people. So if one has other health disease risk factors such as unhealthy blood cholesterol, high blood pressure, overweight, or even obesity, and also smoking, this will raise their risk of heart and stroke diseases even more. That is why the Heart and Stroke Foundation, we fight against the use of tobacco, because it can lead to heart problems as well as stroke, which will then mean more people are dying prematurely.
Right. And it's sort of the prevention is better than cure scenario.
Yes, it is better than cure. That's why even those that doesn't smoke, they just need to always be aware of their surrounding, that they don't be closer to someone who is smoking.
Right, right. And last question, Shona Sani, is the Heart and Stroke Foundation has got a lot of resource material, and how can somebody contact the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
We do have a whole chat line where people can call us on 021-422-1586, which will be able to advise them if they need any kind of advertising or counseling. But also on our website at the www.heartfoundation.co.za, that's where they can find all materials with regards to the effects of smoking, and also how they can, we also give advice on how they can stop smoking, as well as different support systems that we can be able to give them to make them to stop smoking, as well as other health benefits or health receipts that they can use to make sure that they stay healthy.
Okay, and that's all available from the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Yes, it's available on the website, but we also do post on our various social media, which include Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We post information that people can be able to use.
Great. Shona Sani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting again next week.
Thank you, Wayne, and the listeners.
Thanks very, very much. And that's Shona Sani Nepalama, who is the nutrition team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about World No Tobacco Day, and yeah, good cause indeed.